Democratic challenger Carrie Harris is seeking to unseat longtime Senator Tom Carper. Her drive to turn out progressive voters may help other candidates in state races. Harris has an uphill road ahead of her, says former Democratic state representative and Delaware Public Media political analyst Daryl Scott. Carper won his 2012 primary challenge with 88% of the vote. Democratic turnout that year, a presidential election year, was around 17%. This year, a midterm year, could see lower turnout. But Scott says there's some stark differences between Harris and Carper's 2012 primary challenger, Keith Spanarelli.
Obviously, the excitement and buzz around her campaign is significantly greater. She's got outside groups that are weighing in a significant way to support her campaign.
Harris can thank New York House congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for much of that buzz. Cortez endorsed Harris shortly after ousting 10-term incumbent Representative Joe Crowley in a primary, a victory that earned the 28-year-old the label Democratic Giant Slayer from the New York Times. But Scott says, using 2012 numbers, Harris needs about 27,000 votes to win. That means convincing about 20,000 voters who voted for Carper last time to support her instead. Harris campaign manager Drew Saris says to do that, they're focusing on attracting a lot of volunteers to knock on doors. And they're hoping to reach more than just people who always vote, seeking out new voters or others who may feel disengaged from politics.
We do have a big focus on people who are marginalized or people left out of the political process. And there's lots of those folks here in Wilmington. Communities of color are people like low or moderate income families here.
Scott says Harris's campaign is using tech to engage voters, like text, spelling out her position, and inviting Delawareans to campaign events. Carper's campaign is keeping its turnout strategy close to the vest, but appears to be sticking to traditional campaign signs, billboards, and ads. Carper says he's focusing on all voters. He claims polling indicates he is strong in each county and equally popular among men and women. He says the numbers also show he runs well among people of all racial and ethnic backgrounds. And while there are more Democratic votes to be had in Newcastle County than in Kent and Sussex, Carper says he's not ignoring any area.
We're driving turnout everywhere. We're not going to say there's going to be in two counties. I mean, we're in every representative district, every county, every election district, and it's a full court press.
Saris argues Carper is trying to court progressive voters away from Harris by shifting to the left. For the first time since joining the Senate, Carper has co-sponsored a bill decriminalizing marijuana. He also now supports a $15 minimum wage. But Carper's campaign says that he's supported a $15 minimum wage before Harris launched her campaign. But he remains more to the center on issues like health care, where he wants to fix the Affordable Care Act while Harris supports Medicare for All. Samuel Hoff, a political science professor at Delaware State University, says turnout in the contested U.S. Senate primary may impact other races, bringing more voters to Democratic primaries for attorney general, state auditor, and a number of legislative seats. Harris's campaign manager, Drew Saris, agrees, saying excitement from her positions is likely influencing some of these races. And he says Harris's volunteers are also helping candidates in other races.
Like a lot of people in Carrie's campaign, this is their first election that they've ever volunteered for. And then they're like, oh, I want to find out what's also going in my local race. So they do that as well.
The primary election is this Thursday. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.